Today is the 25th of March. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful day. So it is officially the last Sunday of the month, which means when I come to you next week, not only is it Resurrection Sunday, but it is also April. Like, we are entering the fourth month of the year. Time is flying. I want to also apologize for this podcast coming out late. I kind of lost my bearings as time went forward. But nonetheless, we're going to continue in our line of worship, and we are going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. I want you to be ready, and I want you to be expectant, because I believe that God is just turning lives around. Father, we thank you so much for this time. We thank you so much for this day. So our verse of the day is Psalm 181, verse 2. It says, "I love you, Lord, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." We love you because you are more than worthy of our love. We love you because you first loved us. We love you because you sent your son to be our big brother and pay the price for our adoption into this family, into your family. So Father, as we worship you, we ask that it be acceptable unto you. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Oh, sun comes up, it's a new day dawning, yeah. It's time to sing a song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, oh, let me be singing when the evening comes. Yes, Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, oh my soul. And Father God, we worship your holy name. Yay, sing like never before. Oh my soul, I worship your holy name. Everybody lift your voice and sing, bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Yes, sing like never before. Oh my soul, I worship your holy name. Yay. You're rich, you're rich, you're rich in life. And you're slow to anger. Your name is great, and Lord, your heart is kind. for all your goodness, all your goodness, I will keep on singing. Hey. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh. Come on, wherever you are right now, just worship Him. Just worship Him, just worship Him. Oh, sing like never, never, never before. Oh, my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. Oh, hey, makatabushindiribuse kitilibusha. Worship His holy name. Oh, sing like never before. Hey, oh my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. Psalm 68:19 says, "Blessed be the Lord, who daily bears our burden. The Lord God is our salvation." Selah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You are a marvelous God. You are a faithful God. You are so kind, so kind, so kind. Yay. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Everybody lift your voice and sing. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hey. Oh my soul. Yeah. Worship His holy name. Father, we worship You, we worship. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 yes. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh. Father, I worship Your holy name, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yeah, yeah. Right now, I want you to meditate on His goodness. I want you to meditate on how great God has been to you. I want you to cast your mind back to all the time that God has saved you. Cast your mind back to them times where He's caught you. Some of us should have been dead and gone. Some of us should have been homeless. Some of us should have been jobless. Some of us have been healed from sicknesses where we have no understanding of how it happened. So we lift our voice and sing, He has done great things. Oh, oh, hey. Yeah. Oh.
Yes, he is whole. Holy name.
The Bible says in Psalms 103 verse 2, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. Let's not forget his kindness. Let's not forget his faithfulness. Let's not forget he is glorious. Let's not forget his holiness. Let's not forget his righteousness. Let's not forget his strength. Let's not forget his blood. Let's not forget him.
Oh, come on and bless his holy, holy, holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Yeah, bless the Lord, oh my soul, hey. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Yes, come on and bless the Lord wherever you are. Bless the Lord, bless his name. Come on and bless his holy name. Oh,
come on, for he has done great things. The fact that you woke up this morning, he has done great things. He has done great things. The fact that you are living, you are breathing, you are eating, he has done great things.
Oh, bless his holy name.
Whatever it is that you're seeking for, whatever it is that you're praying for, begin to sing like it has happened. Whatever it is, whether you're looking for healing, begin to sing he has done great things as though he has healed you already. Whether you're looking for financial breakthrough, begin to sing as though the financial breakthrough has already happened.
He has done great things. Bless his holy name.
Yes, Lord, we decree and we declare that our going out and our coming in shall be blessed. We decree and we declare, Father God, that we are favored people. We decree and we declare that we walk by faith and not by sight. Father God, we decree and we declare that we stay under your covering.
Let the weak say, I am strong.
Yeah. Ezra 7:27 says, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of our fathers, who has put such a thing as this in the king's heart, to adorn the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem." Come on, I just want you to press into your worship right now, and I just want you to just lay at his feet. And I want you to begin to declare things over your life. Begin to declare his promises over you. Begin to declare that by his stripes you are healed. Begin to declare that none shall be barren. Begin to declare that your going out and coming in is blessed. That you are covered by the blood of Jesus. Begin to declare that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you shall fall. Yes, Lord, because he's given
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
He didn't have to do it, but he did. With his nail-pierced hands, he died on that cross, and in 3 days he rose from the grave. That is something to be thankful for. I want you to think about everything that God has done, and I really want you to reflect on his goodness in your life. I begin to thank him.
And let the weak say, I am strong.
Yay.
Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Oh, yeah.
You know, when I think about the delivery of my daughter, I can't help but be grateful for the fact that he saved my life. That she came out and, you know, she was in an incubator for a few days, and, you know, there and then she could have lost her life, but God preserved her. She is just such a blessing. And so I really want you to just dig deep and thank God for every blessing. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and you'll begin to see everything that God has done for you. Oh, and just use that to worship him. Just worship him with that. Worship him with that. Just worship him with that. Just worship him wherever you are right now. Just lift up your voice and worship. If you want to speak in tongues, begin to speak in tongues. If you want to meditate, begin to meditate. But whatever it is that you need to do to get into that inner court, just go ahead and do it right now.
Father, I thank you. I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you all the honor, all the adoration. For you are King of kings and Lord of lords. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. For all you've done for me. How can I repay you, God? I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful.
For all the words you have sown into our hearts today, Father God, we ask that you watch over them, protect them, and may they take root and produce wonderful things, things of beauty and great blessings to many. And Father, as we go about our day, Father God, we thank you for walking with us. Father, may we be alert to your promptings and live in your endless love. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory in this age and forevermore. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen. I think you need to know about Heart of Worship. I say Heart of Worship a lot. It's because the Facebook page is called A Heart of Worship. But everything you need to know about Heart of Worship will be on there. If you want to follow me personally, my name is JC May. I'm on Instagram at JC May, Snapchat at JC May, Twitter at JC May Music, Facebook at JC May. If you want to find out a little bit more about me, That is where I am. Birmingham area, I will be attending the Life Conference at the Nichelles Outreach Center. So if you're around in the area, please come and say hello. But until tomorrow, my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow. Bye.